questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atan, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And further, the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam was approved by he himself in his own words or not. Some of our Thani brethren may criticize the Shiites that, alright, Qadir Khum event took place and Ali alayhi salam was chosen as the true successor of Prophet Muhammad. But why? Nowhere we have a hadith or a statement or in the famous book Nahjul Balagha, a famous sentence about Ali alayhi salam claiming that I am the caliph or I am the imam after Prophet Muhammad. First of all, do we have such a sentence by Imam Ali Nahjul Balagha or other resources or not? And if not, what was the main reason?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To have a short answer to this question, Imam Ali alayhi salam, based on both Shia and Sunni sources, in many cases he has referred to the fact that I am the true successor of the Prophet. And inshallah I will mention a part of these narrations. But before that, answering this question, because you refer to the book Nahjul Balagha.
Yes.
Specifically. Now the point is that those people who, of course I will bring some narrations from Nahjul Balagha too, but before that, we need to explain what Nahjul Balagha is all about. So these people are asking us to bring some evidences from Nahjul Balagha to prove the caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And we will answer them. I'll bring some sentences from the book. But the point is that Nahjul Balagha is not the collection of all the narrations and sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It is as if we ask our Sunni brothers that prove all your beliefs only based on, for example, Sunan by Tirmidhi. It's not possible. Although it is more comprehensive than Nahjul Balagha in terms of the number of the narrations. We know that Sayyid al-Radi, one of the greatest Shia scholars, answering the request of some of his friends, he just tried to gather the most eloquent narrations of Imam Ali alayhi salam, not all the narrations. And that is why we see that in some cases he has not quoted a whole sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or the complete letter of him. He has just selected some sentences of a sermon or a letter which in his eyes were more eloquent. And that is why we see that many books are written to complete the job of Sayyid al-Radi alayhi salam.
Yes.
Under different names like Mustadrak, or for example, we have At-Tadhyil ala Nahj al-Balagha by
Mustadrak by Allama Baqir Mahmoudi.
Exactly.
It is a very complete and comprehensive book. That's right.
Also, Mulhaq Nahj al-Balagha by Ahmed bin Yahya, Mustadrak Nahj al-Balagha by Sheikh Hadi Kashif al-Ghita, Tamam Nahj al-Balagha by Sayyid Sadiq Musavi, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So this is the first one. We shouldn't think that Nahjul Balagha is containing all the sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam. No, it is only a selection of the most eloquent sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, did Imam Ali alayhi salam resort or refer to his caliphate after the Holy Prophet? The answer is, of course, yes. In many narrations, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam has referred to different events addressing the companions of the Prophet to prove that he is the true successor of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. So I will try to share some narrations from both Shia and Sunni sources in this regard.
So wasn't this case so much important that we consider it as deleted in Nahjul Balagha? It is only a selection. But I think this case is very much important and significant. It has priority over other cases. So why not still being mentioned in Nahjul Balagha?
First of all, based on different manuscripts, we cannot claim that anything has been deleted from Nahj al-Balagha. Okay. And second of all, we have some phrases in Nahj al-Balagha in which Imam alayhi salam has referred.
Now you're referring to those.
I will talk about all of them, inshallah. Now, one of the verses which prove the wilaya and guardianship of Imam Ali alayhi salam is in chapter 5, chapter Ma'ada, verse 55, ayatul wilaya. إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. Your guardian is God, Allah, His messenger, and the believers who say the prayer and give zakat, charity, while they are in the state of ruku or bowing down. And all Shia and Sunni scholars agree that this was revealed when Imam Ali Salam gave his ring during the prayer in the state of ruku to a poor man. And this verse is clearly proving the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, in many cases, Imam Ali alayhi salam referred to this event. For example, after the incident of Saqifa Bani Sa'ada, after the demise of the Prophet, and the fact that some of the immigrants and the helpers, Muhajirin and Ansar, they gathered in Saqifa Bani Sa'ada and selected Abu Bakr as the first caliph, it's been mentioned that once the first caliph came to Imam Ali alayhi salam somehow to ask for forgiveness. But the point is that answering him, Imam Ali alayhi salam refers to many virtues of him, so much so that Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to tell him that you also know that I was chosen as the true successor of the Prophet. In one part of this narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Anshuduka billah, I adjure you by Allah. Aliyal wilayatu min Allah ma'a wilayati Rasulullah fi ayat zakat al-khatam amlak." The guardianship, which is mentioned in the verse 55 of chapter Ma'idah, together with the guardianship of God and the Prophet, is it for me or for you? So, I mean, Imam Ali Salam is very explicitly telling the first caliph that you also know that that guardianship belonged to me. And the answer of the first caliph is, قَالَ بَلَّكَ. Of course, it is for you. This is mentioned in Al-Khisal, Bashir Khastaduq, 1 in 2, page 553.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
In the next case, we see that we know that the second caliph appointed a committee consisting of six people to choose the next caliph after him, the third caliph. And in these, different sessions were held. And when it was the turn for Imam Ali alayhi salam, it is mentioned in our sources that Imam Ali alayhi salam again referred to chapter Ma'idah, verse 55. He says, نَشَدْتُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ أَدَّى الزَّكَاءُ وَهُوَ رَاكِعْ غَيْرِ قَالُوا لَا. Addressing those people, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that, did any of you paid zakat while he was in the state of ruku, referring to that event and the verse of chapter Ma'idah? And all of them said, no, it was only you. And this narration is quoted by a Sunni scholar, that is Qunduzi al-Hanafi in Yanabi'u al-Mawadda, chapter 83, page 114. Also, Khatib Khwarizmi has quoted this narration in Al-Manaqib, page 313, and Juwayni in Fara'id al-Simtayn, volume 1, page 320. In another occasion, we see that at the time of the third caliph, there was a meeting by the companions of the Prophet, different Muhajirin and Ansar, and each one of them was talking about his virtues. Imam Ali Salam remained silent. When all people talked about their virtues, they asked Imam Ali Salam also to talk about his virtues. And in one part of his sermon or speech, Imam Ali Salam again referred to Ayatul Wilaya and قال فأنشدكم بالله أتعلمون حيث نزلت الذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون قال الناس يا رسول الله أخاصة في بعض المؤمنين أم عامة لجميعهم. Imam Ali Salam says that, you know, that when this verse was revealed, the companions of the Prophet asked the Prophet that, is it a general verse or is it khasa? It is for
special for a person. Yes.
Exactly. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the Prophet, commanded him to explain this verse to the people, to tell the people that no, it's not a verse for all the people. It is absolutely exclusive. And for that, the Prophet explained the issue in Ghadir Khum.
Okay.
So again, another narration in which Imam Ali Salam very explicitly is referring to his wilaya and caliphate after the Prophet. This is in Al-Ihtijaj by Tabrisi, volume 1, page 147.
Okay.
In another occasion, it's been mentioned by Ibn Abil Hadid, the famous Sunni scholar, that in one occasion, a man told Imam Ali Salam, accused Imam Ali Salam as a man looking for power and caliphate. Some people claim that it was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and others believe that it was Abu Ubaidah Jarrah. Now, answering him, Imam Ali Salam says, بل أنتم والله لأحرص وأبعد وأنا أخص وأقرب. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are looking for power. You are against the Prophet. You are away from the Prophet, and I am the closest one to the Prophet. وإنما طلبت حقا لي. If I'm looking for something, I'm looking for my right. حقا لي. وأنتم تحولون بيني وبينه. You are the people who are preventing me from my right. That is the caliphate of the Prophet. This is mentioned in one of the sermons of Nahj al-Balagha. In another occasion, Imam Ali salam is quoted as saying, Allahumma inni asa'dika ala Quraysh wa man a'anahum. O Allah, I complain to you against Quraysh and all the people who helped them. Because one of the crimes that Imam Ali salam mentions for Quraysh is that وَأَجْمَعُ عَلَى مُنَازَعَةِ أَمْرًا هُوَ لِي. All of them, they came together to usurp a right which was only belonging to me. In another occasion, Imam Ali al-Salam says, فَوَاللَّهِ I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that مَا زِلْتُ مَدْفُوعًا عَنْ حَقِّي مُسْتَأْثَرًا عَلَيَّ مُنْذُ قَبَضَ اللَّهُ نَبِيَّهُ حَتَّى يَوْمَ النَّاسِ هَذَا. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that from the day that the Holy Prophet passed away, my right has been usurped from me. So in all these cases, Imam Ali Salam is proving explicitly his right to, immediate caliphate and successorship after the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And some of them are mentioned in Nahj al-Balagha as well. If I have time, there is a letter in which Imam Ali Salam sends to the people of Egypt. And in it, he explains the issue, why he didn't even, fight for, gaining his right.
Shall we get to this letter and the other occasions in the next program?
Sure, inshallah.
Okay, because it is a very good topic. But all in all, as you said, Imam Ali alayhi salam in most cases referred to the text of the Holy Quran
mm-hmm.
in order to prove his own right of caliphate and imamat. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration. We'll continue our discussion on Imam Ali alayhi salam's right of power and imamat in his own words in upcoming session of the program. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani aliyin wa husayin wa hasan لعلي وحسين وحسان. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن, إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن, لعلي وحسين وحسن, لعلي وحسين وحسن. كل من كان محبا لهم, كل من كان محبا لهم, يدخل الجنة من غير حزن, يدخل الجنة من غير حزن. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن, إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن, لعلي وحسين وحسن.